so many times, oh, I want my people to be smarter than I am. It's a lot of crap. You want to be smarter than your people, if possible. Those are the words of Donald J. Trump. I'm guessing that half of the American people voted for Trump, hoping that a businessman, a CEO, a job creator, a billionaire entrepreneur, a captain of industry might lead them out of the valley of death, or at least the ravine of income inequality. I figure they think the head of Boeing or Amazon would be the sort of bright, can-do person who could turn this country into an economic machine. So they held their noses over Donald's, let's call him his idiosyncrasies, and cast a vote for a real estate developer turned reality TV host. Why not? Some folks actually believe the country is going down the sewer. They see the world shape-shifting faster than you can say virtual reality. They feel left behind, culturally, economically, politically, socially, you name it. They're watching the future speed past them before they can even get a hitchhiking thumb out. Not that it would matter with self-driving cars coming up from behind them. They want to make America great again, meaning they want America to be the myth they have in their heads, the one where they liked Ike and Beaver, that lovable white kid out in the suburbs was always getting his ass in trouble, but in the end, he learned some valuable lessons and went to bed happy that in the morning his cereal bowl of processed and sugar grains would be waiting once again to fill his belly with empty calories. 5 months into this presidency, they still hold out hope that the mogul of Manhattan will turn D.C. upside down and shake these swamp denizens until the loose change in their bulging pockets clatters to the base of Lincoln's Monument, then rolls down the marble steps and finally into their own bank accounts. If he lives up to his myriad promises, they'll have free cable TV by Christmas. Yeah, Virginia, there is. And he lives in the White House when he's not a Mira del Lago. I happen to be one of those cynics who believe CEOs are paid 100 times too much. Call me an infidel and take away my passport, but you can't tell me stockholders aren't idiots for paying some Yahoo and Armani $50 billion to run their corporation. Of course, it is their money, and they can fritter it away on mega talent. But in the end, all of us pay for that, stockholder or not. The real price, though, is that we are fast becoming a society of peasants and princes. We'll soon see if the real estate developer king was worth the price. We'll find out if America should be run like a corporation or a real estate office. We can lean on the unions, bribe the politicians, coerce our enemies, and bluster our way to greatness once again when the man at the top declares publicly he wants only inferiors beneath him. Little wonder he hadn't filled all those hundreds of vacancies in his government. Hard to find folks that dumb.